Elihoref and Ahiah, the sons of Shisha, scribes, Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the recorder. And the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shemethites, and Sukathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Also they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. And were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month? And there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letter. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is, the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and rulers of the provinces, which are from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And how do ye say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven, authority, and not as the scribes. Matthew chapter 8 said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem, and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint, and anise, and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets, and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, unto the palace of the high priest who was called Caiaphas, and And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? The scribes, which came down from Jerusalem, said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and say unto him, And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered and said what he taught in the temple, How say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? And he said unto them in his doctrine, Beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces. And after 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. And immediately while he yet spake cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And the scribes and Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. Then certain of the scribes answering said, Master, thou hast well said. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues, and the chief rooms at feasts.
And the chief priests and scribes thought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, and it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council, there arose a great cry. And the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, We find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God.